Welcome. Entertainment news time as we get the Monday version, the pre-Christmas Monday version of your favorite morning show underway. And let's not waste any time. Let's get into the box office results for the new movies over the weekend. And we were talking about Anchorman. Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues. Ron Burgundy came in at number two. Number two with $26.7 million for the take. Now, is that the same number you've got?
Yeah. Like you, I mean, I'm tired of the overhype, yeah. Although I think I would like to try Scotch ice cream.
Milk may have been a bad idea. Probably one of the best lines of the original. Okay, so Anchorman 2, $26.7 million. So you're asking yourself, what was the number one movie over the weekend? Well, of course, it was Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug. $31.4 million.
You know, it's funny, too. The Hobbit bought TV advertising in football games.
Yeah.
Which included some live reads by the television announcers. So, yeah. You know, one of those things you got to read in between games or whatever, or coming out of timeouts, this portion of the game. And many of them don't know how to pronounce the monster or the whatever. I'm not sure of it either. Is it Smaug or Smaug or something like that?
I have not heard the pronunciation, but are we going with Smaug? Smaug?
I know that I heard it said wrong several times during football games.
Oi, it's the Desolation of Smaug. Why do you have to be so against a nice dragon?
The thought bubble over Joe Buck's head was, can't you guys put a damn pronouncer in here? Come on.
Or how about, hey, buddy, you think you could maybe just come up with some decent names? I mean, you've got the Hobbits. You got the guys on the quest. You've got Aragorn. And Legolas, and you know, come on. Anyway, so the top five, Saving Mr. Banks only made $9.3 million.
Limited release, and I think I want to see that on Christmas. It's gotten very good reviews, and yeah. I think it's a good story.
I do. I want to see it. American Hustle, which is getting all kinds of critical acclaim, came in at number four. Just barely beating that is Frozen, which I have not seen it, but my wife and daughter have seen it, said it's great. That was number three, Anchorman number two, and then The Hobbit is number one.
So you're saying that your family ditched you to see Frozen?
Yeah, there was something going on.
Dad's on the couch or whatever. let's leave Daddy alone, then your daughter was hustled out of the house.
You know, the kid being a student and the wife being an educator of said students, they've got more time off than I do. Go figure that. So they're doing things without me while I'm slaving away here in the hot studio, sweating and just, I'm having to, okay. Thor is in there. Doom 3. I haven't heard anything about Doom 3. That's number nine, Walking with Dinosaurs. And then I think its time has come and gone. I really do. Tyler Perry's A Medea Christmas, $8 million is what it's made. It's up to $28 million total take. I mean, let's think about it. Anchorman made $26.7 million in its opening weekend. The Medea movie has been out for 2 weeks, and it barely made more than that in its two-week take. I don't know. I guess as long as it's a profitable venture, they're going to continue to, you know, put that garbage out, but anyway. All right, so remember we talked not too long about Paul Walker passing away in a fiery car crash with his race car driver buddy. And one of those things, it's like, wow, that's a shame. Fans of Paul Walker are now petitioning the city council to have the street where he was, where he died, renamed Walker Rodas Memorial Parkway. In Santa Clarita. However, there is one little problem. The residents of the neighborhood say, no, we don't want it.
Because they don't want to live on a street that becomes a memorial once a year, or that other people try to drag race down all the time because they think that's a cool thing to do.
Precisely. Absolutely. And I can understand that. And here's the other thing. I don't think I would want the publicity. I don't want the name of my street changed just because an actor passed away. Speaking of actors, you know, normally we talk about rappers doing really stupid things, getting arrested, doing something in jail. Tyga. You got any? You got any of his music there, buddy? T-Y-G-A?
I've never heard of this person.
Oh, I'm very sorry to hear that. He's a rapper out of Los Angeles, which I know you're big on the West Coast rap scene.
He's represent East Coast, Brooklyn.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
I'm going to be gangbanging against the West Coast rappers.
Put the gat down, brother. During a visit to a recent hospital, he met a kid who is needing a kidney very, very badly. He donated money and toys and all kinds of gifts to the children's hospital that he was in. But he met this kid that needs a kidney, liked him, and said, you know what, I'm going to help you. And so he has been spending a lot of time, money, and effort with his fans, social networking, and so forth, trying to find a kidney transplant match for this kid. Also, another rapper, Big Sean. You know Big Sean, of course.
He's 4'11 and weighs 90 pounds?
Absolutely. he's in Detroit, so he's Midwest.
Right, he's not East Coast or West Coast. He's caught in the crossfire.
Represent the Midwest or Detroit or I don't know. Anyway, he did the same thing. He went to a Toys R Us and basically emptied them out of games, stuffed animals, headphones, a whole bunch of stuff, and then took it to a local children's hospital and also made a $10,000 cash donation to the hospital. And so I think, you know, we bash on them a lot. I think it's appropriate that we give some rappers a little bit of prop when it – or is it props? Anyway, when it when they do something nice. You mentioned it in the news that Cracker Barrel did an about-face with the Duck Dynasty,
Phil
Robertson situation. And so I – listen, here's everybody saying, oh, they should have stood up for their values and not done the material. They're just selling out because they sell a lot of merchandise. You know, they came out and they said that they are replacing and bringing back the merchandise because in their mind it's all about equal treatment of all people and mutual respect. If that was the case, then they wouldn't have removed his merchandise and bailed out on him to begin with.
I had a thought about this. In fact, I have two Duck Dynasty topics for when I fill in for you on feedback later this morning.
Yes, sir.
But this one came to me while I'm walking through Walmart. I'm doing the last of my Christmas shopping yesterday. Mm-hmm. I'm walking through Walmart, and the store is a zoo. Mm. And they have the amount of Duck Dynasty merchandise is incredible. Duck Dynasty Halloween costumes that are now on discount for next year.
Yeah.
In the hunting stuff, there is Duck Dynasty hunting accessories. And the solution to this is very simple, that if large retailers like Walmart were to call up their A&E friends and say, you see all this merchandise? Take it back.
Mm-hmm.
It has no value to us if the TV show is screwed up and you guys screwed up the TV show.
Yeah.
Take it back. We're not merchandising your show anymore.
Right.
Watch how quickly he'd be back on the air then.
Absolutely. That is precisely the case. So, anyway, there it is. Duck Dynasty back in your favorite store. I think this is going to be a blowover. I think this is going to be they're going to resolve to have him back on the show very, very quickly. I think after the first of the year.
Now, if they were smart, the Duck Dynasty people, and by the way, they're smart like foxes.
Mm.
They'd say, no. We'll make it an internet-only show. We'll do it ourselves in-house. We'll go the Glenn Beck route. Or like they do special things just for Netflix that is only available online. Say, we'll set up the DuckDynasty.com site, and that's where you'll see new episodes. We'll cut A&E out completely.
They would be brilliant to do that. And other networks have said, listen, if A&E dumps you, we're right here, baby. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. There it is. That's the entertainment news. Go forth, contain it, absorb it, and then regurgitate it on your friends.
I discovered a great store this past holiday season, The Body Shop. Oh, my God. That is the perfect last-minute, thoughtless gift warehouse. You can shop there with your eyes closed. Grapefruit bath gel. Let's see, my mom eats grapefruit, she bathes. Boom. Nice bottle, no need to buy wrapping paper. Total shopping time, 9 seconds. But if you're going to send someone a present, send it Federal Express. Oh, my God, they're unbelievable. You call up FedEx, you're like, I have something I want delivered. It's there already? I haven't even put it in the box yet. No, I'm actually looking at it right now. It's on my kitchen table. I'm like, oh, my God, it's gone. That was good work. Well, my dad likes the sweater. He's trying it on. It's too big on him. You're going to fly him to Macy's to exchange it? But the receipt is sitting... Oh, thank you.
Breaking news, the latest weather, around the clock on WSAU.